Wednesday, 32nd week, Ordinary Time 2. First reading from the letter to Titus, chapter 3, verses 1 to 7. Beloved, remind them to be under the control of magistrates and authorities, to be obedient, to be open to every good enterprise. They are to slander no one, to be peaceable, considerate, exercising all reasonable talk everyone. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, deluded, slaves to various desires and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful ourselves and hating one another. But when the kindness and generous love of God our Savior appeared, not because of any righteousness this we had done, but because of His mercy, He saved us to the path of rebirth and renewed by the Holy Spirit, whom He richly poured out on us, to Jesus Christ our Savior, so that we might be justified by His grace and become heirs in hope of eternal life. Gospel according to Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. As Jesus continued His journey to Jerusalem, He traveled to Samaria and Galilee. As He was entering a village, 10 lepers met Him. They stood at a distance from Him and raised their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when He saw them, He said, "Go, show yourself to the priest." As they were going, they were lent. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked Him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Had none but the foreigner returned to give thanks to God? Then He said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith hath saved you." Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Gratitude. Today, many people love dogs more than human beings, because according to them, dogs are more thankful and loyal than men. For example, people only need to give dogs some bones or food, they would continuously wave their tail to thank them. Moreover, many dogs even sacrifice their life to protect their owners from danger. Meanwhile, people seem to be more and more in gratitude every day. Some mothers, seeing their children treat them so unkindly, exclaimed, "If I knew you turned out like this, I wish I gave birth to an egg so I could boil and eat it." People do not like the ungrateful, but they are often ungrateful to God. Today's reading invites people to reflect and to recognize what God has done for them, so that they know how to return their gratitude to God. In the first reading, Saint Paul commanded Titus to teach the Cretan how to live a good life to thank God. In the Gospel, though Jesus healed 10 lepers, but only one came back to thank him, and he is the Samaritan. So Jesus exclaimed, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Had none but the foreigner returned to give thanks to God? Second analysis. The first reading. Recognizing favor from God by comparing one's life before and after conversion. Third point. Before their conversion, St. Paul used his experience to help the Cretans to examine of their path. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, deluded, slaves to various desires and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful ourselves and hating one another. All the people live in darkness because they do not know what is right and have no power to resist temptation. We come from the devil, the world, and their plans. Second point. After their conversion, the reason of their conversion is not on their own efforts, but on God's mercy. God expressed his compassion and love for people by giving them two important gifts. First, Christ. Human beings are unable to do anything to be justified by themselves. But because of love, God gave them his only Son, Jesus Christ, so that anyone who believes in Christ shall be forgiven of their sins and become righteous. Second, the Holy Spirit. Through baptism, God gave the Holy Spirit to people so that they can be reborn and renewed. St. Paul expressed simply the true gifts as follows. He saved us to the bath of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he richly poured out on earth to Christ Jesus our Savior, so that we might be justified by his grace and become heirs in hope of eternal life. To thank all God's grace, the faithful must live a good life with others. St. Paul taught Titus to teach the Cretans, reminding them to be under the control of magistrates and authorities, to be obedient, to be open to every good enterprise. They are to slander no one, to be peaceable, considerate, exercising all reasonable thought to everyone. Second, the Gospel. Had known but did foreigner return to give thanks to God. This Gospel is used in the Thanksgiving Day in America each year. The purpose is to remind people to recognize what God had done for them and return their favor accordingly. Third point, one must recognize a favor before giving thanks. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled to Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voice, saying, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. Some laws concerned about the leper are written in the book of Levi and Number. First, the terrible fate of a leper. Since the Jews pay a special attention to purity, the lepers are not able to live with people, but must live outside of the camp. See Levi chapter 13, verse 46, and Number chapter 5, verse 2. They can't make a direct contact with the healthy, but must cry out loudly, unclean, unclean, every time when the healthy pass by, so that they know of their presence and avoid. See Levi chapter 13, verse 45. Second, to show that they have been cured from leper, they must be examined by the priest. When the priest declares they are clean, they can live a normal life with people in the camp. See Levi chapter 14, verse 2 and 3. This is the reason why Jesus told them, go show yourself to the priest. As they were going, they were cleansed. Second point. Those outside are easy to recognize favors than those inside. First, the Samaritan gratitude. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned and glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Had known but the foreigner returned to give thanks to God? Second, the Jews were nothing to do with the Samaritans. One strange thing in this passage is the light Jews let the Samaritan live with them because that shall never happen when they are healthy. This shows that when people are suffered and discriminated, they tend to unite and to live with others. Third, why are the Samaritans often mentioned in the gospel as the more grateful? The Samaritans, though were despised by the Jews, many times were praised by Jesus. In the Good Samaritan story, Jesus intentionally praised the Samaritan, then the priest, and the Levite, because he showed compassion for the unfortunate. He let him ride his donkey, cared for him at the motel, and promised to pay back the amount for the motel owner for caring of him. See Luke chapter 10, verses 30 to 37. After the conversation between Jesus and the Samaritan woman, she became Jesus' first missionary when she joyfully and eagerly announced what Jesus had done for her. See John chapter 4, verses 39 to 41. The example show the Gentiles can be more grateful than the Jews, God's chosen ones. Fourth, to give thanks is to deservedly receive more favors. Then Jesus said to him, stand up and go. Your faith has saved you. The Samaritan leper was not only healed from his sickness, but also received salvation because of his faith in Jesus, while the other nine Jews were only healed from their leper. Third point, why are people ungrateful? There are many reasons. First, because people do not reflect and they do not think about the reason why they receive favors. Secondly, they suppose everyone must help them. God must give grace, parents must care for their children, teacher must teach their students. Lastly, they are afraid that they must return their favor if they acknowledge them. There are three kinds of persons whom people are ungrateful to. First, to God, who creates, protects, and unceasingly gives grace for them. Thanksgiving Day is the occasion for people to recognize God's grace and to thank Him for that by participating in a mass and helping the unfortunate. How many people do this? Instead, they organize parties to enjoy as if the success is from their own effort. Second, to parents, who conceived, cared for, protected, and educated them most of their life. They should take care of their parents when they are no longer caring for themselves. Instead, they put them in the nursing home and said to themselves, the government shall take care of them better than us. Third, with others, who spend all their life to research, to build up, and to invent all the convenience of life which they are enjoying. They forget that their duty is to continue to make a better world for the next generation, not only to selfishly enjoy them. Application in life. We must have a time to reflect and to compare, to recognize what favor others have done for us. The minimum thing we can do to our benefactors is to thank them. Saying thanks is not enough. We must do good deeds to those who helped us. In the case we are unable to do that, we must continue to give out to others so that goodness is spreading. Amen.